Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
Partner gay and lesbian people, their families can feel fully safe and fully welcomed. That is an opportunity for ministry and mission.
That's Bishop Mark Hansen, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, speaking at a recent town hall forum where he was addressing yet again what remains a contentious issue, even in that more mainline liberal denomination, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran denomination in the United States. It recently decided to drop its prohibitions against same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay and lesbian, transsexual, and bisexual individuals. And yet, it continues to trouble that church. One would think that it would all be settled, but it certainly isn't settled for that church. There have been some major exodus from entire congregations, entire groups of congregations, and talk of a new Lutheran denomination in the United States, based largely upon these disaffected Lutherans from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We're going to hear a few comments from Bishop Hansen at the Town Hall Forum, and I'd like your thoughts on it. It's audio open lines, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email questions or comments to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. It's Monday afternoon, December the 7th, 1-877-623-6943. A little bit later, in about 10 minutes after this audio open lines, we'll be talking with the Reverend Kendall Harmon and Bishop Keith Ackerman about the election of a lesbian assistant bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles in the Episcopal Church, USA. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. This isn't the first time that a big church body has decided to make a decision like this. The United Church of Christ decided to do it some time ago. The Episcopal Church USA decided to do it some time ago. And now the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is following suit. Its presiding bishop, Bishop Mark Hansen, says the Bible may not be the final word on homosexuality.
The understanding we have of homosexuality today does not seem to be reflected at all in the context of the biblical writers. So let us bring our understanding of sexual orientation that has been opened up to humankind over the years to this conversation.
How would you respond to that argument, that we have a fuller, perhaps more enlightened, more informed view of homosexuality today, one that is not reflected in the biblical testimony, because we understand more about homosexuality, we see it more clearly perhaps than the ancient people did? What we need to do with the biblical text is to bring our new enlightened understanding to the biblical text so we can understand what it really is saying to us. Yes, it does prohibit certain things associated with homosexuality. I think that's what Bishop Mark Hansen is trying to say. But we understand better now, we know better now, and we simply can't let the biblical text be the final word on homosexuality for the church. How would you respond? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. There are several assumptions in Bishop Hansen's statement there. One is that the biblical writers had a deficient, I mean, by comparison to ours, a deficient understanding of homosexuality. They didn't understand it as well as we do. Or perhaps they had other cultural, social considerations that clouded their view on homosexuality, so they didn't understand it as clearly as we do. That's one assumption. How would you respond to that? 1-877-623-6943. The other assumption there is that we somehow know better. that we have a better knowledge, better understanding, perhaps we're more tolerant, or perhaps we're simply more evolved. And those ancients couldn't help it when they condemned homosexuality, but we know better now. That's another assumption. How would you respond to it? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. And then, of course, there's a third assumption there, and we need to take our sensibilities today and read them back into the biblical text to correct, kind of like putting glasses on someone who's nearsighted. We need to take the corrective lenses of our modern understanding of homosexuality and put them over the eyes of the ancient writers so that they can understand, well, not the ancient writers, so that we can read the Bible the way it's intended to be understood, the way God wants us to understand it today as opposed to ancient times. How would you respond to that? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Bishop Hansen urges Lutherans not to leave the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America just because it's decided to accept gay clergy.
Stay in the conversation, church. God is still speaking to us and through us.
Now, this is a common bit of rhetoric on the part of the presiding bishop. From the very time they decided this last summer to approve of homosexuality in various forms, Bishop Hansen has been urging those who are troubled by it, hesitant over it, questioning whether or not it was a good move, to stay in the conversation. That's an interesting way of putting it. I mean, he makes it sound as though we're still discussing this. This is still an open question. Seems a bit disingenuous to me, because surely the presiding bishop knows that his church has made a decision here. They're not contemplating a decision. They have lifted the ban on homosexuality, gay marriage, and gay clergy. That's a decision that's been made. That conversation, with all due respect, Bishop Hansen, is over. That decision's been made. There's no more conversation on those subjects. Now, maybe he means they're planning to do some more stuff. They're planning further changes, further re-evaluation of what the Bible has to say regarding homosexuality, transgenderedness, bisexuality. And maybe that's the conversation he's referring to. But he does seem to make it sound like if you leave the church, you're leaving the conversation. You're cutting off all further debate. I don't know. I guess when the largest Lutheran church body in the United States decides to lift its longstanding prohibition on homosexuality, it does have a tendency to squelch debate, don't you think? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Finally, Bishop Mark Hansen, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, says that the ELCA has room for people who disagree over what the Bible has to say about homosexuality.
Those folks that love the scriptures that say, I can't get to where this church seems to have gone in response to homosexuality, and the congregation that is rejoicing because it loves scripture and says, now we have the possibility of a person who is gay or lesbian in a committed lifelong relationship to serve as our pastor.
Can these two coexist in any church body? Those who say, I cannot bring myself to read the Bible the way that the rest of my church body is reading it, that is, with no prohibition against homosexuality and homosexual behavior. And those who say, finally, we can have a gay, a lesbian, a transgendered, or a bisexual pastor if we want one. He makes it sound like it would be beautiful Shangri-La of people who disagree but agree to disagree, and they can coexist. But I want the bishop to think briefly about the real world situation in which those who say can't bring themselves to read out of the Bible those prohibitions against homosexuality, what they might face in a congregation where they have a gay, a lesbian, a transsexual, or a bisexual pastor. They might find that an uncomfortable situation. More than uncomfortable, they might find it intolerable if they still take seriously what the Bible has to say about homosexuality. I want to hear from you about Bishop Mark Hansen's statement about homosexuality. You've heard him. Now call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us right here in the studio at issuesetc, at issuesetc. ETC. Here's Kathy in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi, Pastor. We are not members of the ELCA, but we are members of the LCMS. And then we've changed churches quite a bit from the time when we got married. And mainly it was over doctrinal issues as we grew in our faith. We continued to look for a church that taught the Word of God accurately. And we hadn't found anything that we really were satisfied with until we found the LCMS, and it was through listening to Lutheran radio. So we still love to listen to it. But I just think that one of the things that you had mentioned, that when they were talking about encouraging people to stay and that this conversation is not over, I wouldn't think it would be over. If they interpret Scripture the way they do, where they believe it contains the Word of God and not is the Word of God, and they feel that you can pick and choose. There's going to be more changes in the future, and I wouldn't think that they would be orthodox in any way. I think there's just more and more opportunity for them to get further and further away from any kind of traditional Christianity that we would even recognize. So,
Kathy, thank you very much. I appreciate your insight there. I think you're absolutely right. I think what's being signaled here, whether he intends to or not, by Bishop Hansen is that, no, the conversation is far from over. We have further compromises we plan to make because we're going to continue to read the Bible as though it's a wax nose, as though it what it said then is not what it has to say today, and that we'll open ourselves to further revelation from the Holy Spirit so that we can further disregard what the Bible has to say. I think, whether he intends to or not, that is exactly what Bishop Hansen is signaling when he says, stay in the conversation. The conversation isn't over. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, given the lack of belief and respect Bishop Hansen shows for God's word, he should be grateful St. Nicholas was not in attendance at the ELCA convention last summer. That's true. There might have been some blows. Who knows? When we come back, we're going to talk about the first openly lesbian bishop in the Episcopal Church USA.
The Lutheran Study Bible is the first time in the English language that the Lutheran Church has produced a study Bible to this extent.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Paul McCain, with his thoughts on the new Lutheran Study Bible.
It's entirely from scratch, using all original content, features that every Christian will love and cherish. It has what I think is the most important thing of all, a rich devotional quality to it that helps us understand when we are reading the Word of God, we are reading the mind of God and hearing His Word for us, and we respond to Him and pray, praise, and thanksgiving all through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are really excited about this Bible.
Enrich your devotional life through word and prayer with the new Lutheran Study Bible. Check it out at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can buy the Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, the Lutheran Study Bible.
Grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features Benny Hinn.
Adam was a super bee, that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. With one thought, he'd be on the moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Joel Osteen.
You may have to weed through 100 negative thoughts before you come to the right sound. The voice of victory that's saying, you are blessed, you are prosperous, you can do all things, your best days are still ahead. Latch on to those thoughts.
The word impossible this time, there's no...
And Deepak Chopra.
How come you're all so convinced that God is a he and Satan is a he? How come we have these ideas that are so mythical, that are so primitive?
Check out the new Issues Etc. YouTube video at issuesetc.org and click support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. A few more emails to respond to. Then we'll be talking with Bishop Keith Ackerman and Reverend Kendall Harmon about the election of a lesbian assistant bishop in the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles in the Episcopal Church, USA. This email comes from Byron. He says, I disagree with Bishop Hansen. My pastor parrots the same things. He sends us a copy of an email to his Evangelical Lutheran Church in America pastor that he sent to him along with after a long meeting with him, telling him that he must leave the ELCA. The basis of his comments was that the Holy Spirit is doing a new thing with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's decision. I told him that the Holy Spirit is not doing a new thing contrary to Holy Scripture. This is a good insight. Byron, thank you very much. Because they have succeeded in cutting the Holy Spirit loose from Holy Scripture. Scripture says one thing, the Spirit might say something new, something different, something additional. This is a radical departure from the Reformation principle of sola scriptura. A radical one. It is one that opts for ongoing, evolving revelation in the church and leaves Scripture behind in the dust. Literally leaves Scripture behind in the dust. Thank you, Byron. Carrie in Minnesota emails, they don't believe the Bible. They don't believe in creation. They don't think God is all-knowing. They think God changes even though he says he doesn't change ever. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what he thought was best. Quoting the last verse of Judges. Yes, and doing what is best never, everyone doing what is best never bodes well for the church. Don in Kansas says, we seem to find the term scholar used often in the church and the world. It seems that when someone rejects the authority of Scripture and teaches the Bible contains errors, then they are called scholars, both in the world and the church. Liberals like to call themselves scholars and paint the Bible believers as ignorant. Truth of the matter is it takes a fool to reject the Bible, and most fools do reject the Bible. Bishop Hansen rejects the Bible as the Word of God. So anything goes, says Don in Kansas. Don, thank you for listening in Kansas. Well, as the other listeners have reminded us, that once one cuts oneself loose from the anchor of Holy Scripture that keeps one moored in place, that keeps one in the midst of all the changes, the winds, the waves of our culture, that keeps the boat of the church firmly anchored to the bottom of the sea and safe, once one cuts that cord, the church is going to drift any way the culture blows. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You know, it would be really nice if the leaders of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America would just be honest and say, what we're really doing here is just following the recommendation of the culture. If they just simply said, we're following the recommendation of the culture. And if they were honest about that and said, Scripture isn't as important to us as what the culture tells us we ought to be doing, then at least we would have some honesty rather than all this stay in the conversation or the Bible. Yes, it's very valuable, but we need to reevaluate. We need to impose our sensibilities back over the top of the Bible. A little honesty, please. That's all I'm really asking for, because we can't stop them from departing from Scripture, but we could ask them to at least tell us the truth when they do.